Do a little Chafetz Chaim. Let me remind you of the Gemara.
You are listening to
the beginning of Zvachim. Going back to towards the beginning of the first parak, Davav. An oil is mechaper and chayve haseh, right?
Yeah.
Now, the Gemara is a shayla. Is it mechaper after you mafresh it? Averis you committed after you mafresh it. If you did the Avera, you discovered an Avera, so until you mafresh it, it's going to be mechaper. And all the haseh. Like the Gemara says, an oil is not mechaper on one, it's mechaper on all the assays you did. But if you mafresh the carbon, and then you said, that was the Gemara. The Gemara was after Afresha. Now, if you look in the Chavetz Chaim on top, he says, the Chavetz Chaim says, this is how he passes, Ibailo. This is like the riff. The Chavetz Chaim wrote like a riff on Kachim. Ibailo, who? In his first wide line upstairs. That's the Chavetz Chaim's condensed version of Zvachim. I say the Ach Afresha Mechaper Ho Mechaper. In an oil mechaper and an assay you committed after you mafresh the carbon. Mi amrinin, do you say me did have chatas? It's like a carbon chatas. Machatas the code of mafresh in. You can't sin after you mafresh a chatas. Mi mechaper and that sin. Chatas code of mafresh in. Obviously, a chatas is not mechaper when you sin after you mafresh the chatas. The lach afresh lo. Af hochanami. Kavish lach afresh lo. Odilma. Maybe an oil is different. Lo dami lechatas. The chatas kol chet v'chet by lasu yichad chatas. By chatas on every sin, you have to bring another chatas. Hacha. But here by an oil came and dika kama say gabei mechapra say the lach afresh nami mechapra. Since it's mechapra on many, so maybe it's mechapra even if you committed the sin after the afresh. Lo shita abaya. So the Gemara never resolves this shaila. There's a Tosfos somewhere, the Chavetz Chaim quotes, Tosfos somewhere that says the Gemara is Pashet. You know why? See, look what he says. He says it's Lovshit Abaya. But he does say, Vidavka say lacha frosh, v'lacha say lacha shchita. See, the Gemara later talks about this. Yeah. What did I say after the Shechita? It's still not the Kapara. The Kapara is with the Zrika. Yeah. I say, Dach Shechita, come a Rava, Shom B'Gemara. Thou say, lo mi ba'am vade lo mechapra. So the truth is, at the end, see, he brings a Tosfos. If you look two-thirds of the way down the first column, three-quarters down the way, V'lov Shita Abaya. Over Tosfos Shabbos, Ayim Beis, Chavetz Chaim found a Tosfos in Shabbos, ki asa, Mitzadidim Sham B'tzitz Rishon, the Fiyam Askana, he says in his first teretz, the Fiyam Askana, say L'ach Prasha, Nami Mechapra. The Zavach Toida, the Chavetz Chaim on the bottom, three-quarters of the way down the first column. So he brings a Tais in Shabbos, that the Fiyam Askana, I say L'ach Prasha, Nami Mechapra. K'mo Shemich L'kame B'sugya, Mirab Shimon. The Gemara brings rayas, but then the Gemara slugs it up. He says those. Taisa says
after Afrasha, yes, but after
Shechita,
no.
Right. Okay. Now, even though the Gemara clears that also, and the other Gemara even clears, maybe I say the lach Shechita. If I say lach Shechita, no. Af shemir sham b'gemar b'soif asugya. In the end of the sugya says that some amaram are mesupik even after the Shechita. It's not sober. There are some Amorabis. It makes sense. Till the Zrika, you can still achieve the Kapara. Then you say, if you ask, La'acha Shechita, Mistavra, so we don't paskin that way, La Shechina, Pshitusa, the Rav. See, Rav was only Mesupak before the Shechita. You have to have Rasha. Mishu Seikai, Dani, Va'od, the Rav, Ubasra, Ka Mistama, the Gemar, Muchach, Mistap, La'acha, Frasha, La'acha Shechita. Okay, so he gives three reasons why he paskins. Now, I mentioned this Chavetz Chaim. I mentioned this suffix in the Chafetz Chaim. He asks, V'yesh le'stapek. He has a shayla. Im neima, b'chasei lach afrasha. Since we say, b'chasei lach afrasha. Kim shadar l'shchata. Im bina shatshuv alachet, yadavka kodem shchita. See, you have to have the sin before the shchita. What about the tshuva? You know, we learned in the next Gemara, he quotes it on top.
You need tshuva.
If you don't do tshuva, it's not mechaper. Can the tshuva be after the shechita? Yadavka, the chait can't be after the shechita. Ola, chatas, forget about it. You have to.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Well, you want to read the Gemara?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I don't know.
So look, let's go over the Gemara. So look in the Chofetz Chaim, look upstairs, Amar Rav. So if you don't know that, let's chaz a Gemara on, what is it, Zayin Amid Beis, Vav Amid Beis.
Oh, yeah, the Lord Tshuva. Yeah, I remember that now.
Amar Rav, oh, let's look at it again. Look at it again. Yeah, it's very important Gemara. This Gemara you can see 100 times. Very important Gemara. Ayla Doirin. Ayla is only a gift. It's not a kapara. Why? Hechidami. Either like a tshuva. There's no tshuva. Zarech Hushayim Ta'eva. Now, the Chayim means when you sin b'mezid. If you did the shogeg, you don't say Zerich Shem Ta'eva. Because an olam is mechapi b'mezid. So if you sin b'mezid, Zerich Shem Ta'eva. V'idika tshuva. So you don't need a carbon. The chapar is achieved immediately. Tika tshuva. Hatanya. Lava mitzah sev v'shav lo zaz mishna. Ava mitzah sev v'shav. Sam shema l'chayel. Shema min adarin.
Right.
Tadarin. So that's that Gemara, yeah. So I don't want to mention Tzvi. This Chavetz Chaim says a chiddush. I wanted me to dike that with Rashi. It says, Zevach Rishoyim Toyeva. Oh, I bet you Yossi is there also because he knows Kaplan. The Olam is there.
I don't know about this at all. Yeah. I was in the hospital today.
You're busy with it. Yeah, so I was there. But I decided not to cancel this year. But I bet Yossi, I should have. Yossi, Stern is always here. Chaim Adler, I don't know what's with Chaim, but Yossi is probably there. Yossi Stern, he's always here. But he used to live next door. He lives near, right? He's down by Rabbi Brown. No, Yossi is not by Rabbi Brown, but he knows Yossi Kaplan. Yeah, he probably.
Oh, there's still something with Chaim.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So it's Kedai to mention, see, I don't have it in front of you, but the Chavetz Chaim says, Zevach Shem Tov, let's say a guy over Asei B'mezid. So he brings a carbon oil. So it's not mechaper, but the carbon is kosher. It's not mamish Zevach Shem Tov. See, Zevach Shem Tov is mamish, the carbon is Zevach Shem Tov. So I had that deacon Rashi. Rashi says, Basakub B'mishle. He means it's not literally Zevach Shem Tov. It means that it's not going to be mechaper if you didn't do a tshuva yet. The word doesn't mean literally zerach shem toev. So Chofetz Chaim says that it's a chiddush. Yeah. I don't know if everybody agrees to that.
Right.
So he's misupik this shaylet zvi. He's misupik. Can you do tshuva after the shechita? And he's going to bring a beautiful ride from the Gemara. I love this. I remember this Chofetz Chaim because he brings a ride from the Gemara. Maybe the tshuva also has to be before the shechita. Or maybe not. Maybe as long as you did tshuva before the kapara, that's his suffix. Maybe not. He's mesupik if you have to do tshuva before the shechita or not. Oh, Dilman. Came to say the tshuva comes zikas adam. Since the asay, I'm sorry, it came to Asa Tshuva. He did Tshuva, Kodim Zik Saddam. The Bezetol Ika Kapara, Lomikwe Zerich Hashem Toev. So that's his suffix. He wants to know, is it called Zevach Shem Toev if you didn't do Tshuva by the Shechita? You can say the Shechita is also possible. You're shechting for a Russia. Say, no, it's only B'Shazrik has to do the Tshuva. Now notice he says in the brackets, of a holo mesabkalon in named la mechapra, he's not mesupik, in named la mechapra, I say, lach afrosha, kim kodem afrosha. We're not mesupik, in named la mechapra, I say, the lach afrosha, kim kodem afrosha. The ira shehifrish, v'lo shav b'tshuv mikodem, kiacha shehifrish. You know, if he did tshuva after the afrasha, let's say he did tshuva after the afrasha. Mark mikodem kim ach afrasha b'stavra tomorrow like kaparkim sheshavakim kodem shechita. That's not a shayla. You know, even if you're going to say, by the way, even if you're going to say that it's not mechaper if he committed the sin after the afrasha, remember it's a suffix. But yezicha don't have to do tshuva after the afrasha, before the afrasha. And it could be it's only mechaper if you set it aside if he committed the sin. But if you did tshuva before the shechita, it's not going to be zevach shem toev. It's good, mistav, very good brackets. So he brings a raya from the Gemara Tzvi. This is a shtickle goyness. This I felt. This is the Chafetz Chaim at his goyness. V'nira sheish lifshot zeh b'sugyas ha-gemar. He brings a raya from the Gemara. The Isa sham in the Gemara Toshma. The Samach v'nirtza. It says the Samach v'nirtza. Now you know what's wrong with those words. The Gemara says Samach v'nirtza. Nirtza is mashma kapara. Smicha doesn't achieve kapara. Yeah. It says v'samach v'nirtza. So the Gemara is v'chismicha mechaperes. Follow ain't kapara ela b'dam. The dam the zrikas mechaper el olam necha. Shalchalos is smicha shiorei mitzvah. If you don't do smicha, shiorei mitzvah means he was a machshav shirayim. He didn't do smicha. Osi smicha shiorei mitzvah. Malakos of kilu lo kiper. It's like you were not mechaper v'kiper. So in other words, v'nirtza means if you didn't do smicha, it's malav kisuv low keeper, v'keeper. Now what does this mean? Double talk. Low keeper, keeper, my, this is the Gemara, my keeper, my low keeper. Lav keeper asei kodem afrasha. He learns that it means like this. Keep asei the kodem afrasha. The low keeper asei the smicha. This is the Gemara's raya. Keeper of a low keeper. It means it was mechaper and that says before you set it aside. See, smicha tzvi is obviously after you set it aside. Smicha, you do smicha on the carbon, you set it aside. So keeper below keeper, the Gemara wanted to learn, it's not mechaper and I say after you set it aside. Below keeper, I say the smicha, I say the lachav rasha. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the Gemara's havamin. Keeper below keeper means, so that would be a proof that it's not mechaper on the asev smicha, because it's asev dachav rasha. So my asev dachashem rav. No, the smicha lo mikri kim asev dachashchita. Remember this gemara in the bottom of the daf. Smicha is called dachashchita. You know why? Because till you do the shchita, you still have the chesivit to do smicha. You're only over the aveira of not doing smicha when you do the shchita. When you didn't do smicha. Up to the shechita, you can do smicha. So the Gemara says, the smicha, l'mikri kima say, l'acha shechita. You know why it's not mechaper? Because smicha is not say after the shechita. The kol zman shelo mishkata, tamad b'samach koyan sham. So he's saying, so that's why it's not mechaper on the smicha, because it's not mechaper on a say after the smicha. After the shechita,
right.
So he asks, let's say smicha be asei kodem shmicha, shechita. Call it smicha asei kodem shechita, but he didn't do tshuva. V'ashta lomeli l'rava lomakein. Why do I have to say that? V'il smicha mikve asei the kodem shechita. Even the smicha is called an asei the kodem shechita. Nami yevshish skapaleha. It's impossible to be skapaleha. She bevadei lo shav. He didn't do tshuva before the shechita. If obviously he didn't do tshuva before the shechita, because he was still commanded to do the smicha. So Rava could have said that, you know why it's not mechaper on smicha? Because he didn't do tshuva till after the shechita. This is his raya. Shav kol shechita. Demo yoshav yosamach, dezeu tshuva shas mitzvah Hashem. Avadi the tshuva lach shechita, nami moyo. This is his raya, kiven shuadayin kodem kapar. Okay, I think we looked at this once. I think we may have studied this also, this piece. But it's good to repeat. I love this little shtickle. And look here, I think here he says what I told you before at the end of this piece. El Shmamina Doronu. That's the one we just had. Ayil is a Doron. You don't need it for Kapara. It's Maman of Shach. If you didn't do Tshuva, Zarek Hashem Ta'iva. Yeah. So you know what bothers me, Tzvi, in this Gemara? Maybe the Torah even has this, the verse Harias, this in Yuma. Oil is mechap and shaygig also now. Oil is mechap and meizit. But it's also mechap and shaygig. So maybe it's mechap and shaygig when you didn't do tshuva. Why do I have to say it's a dorain? Oil can be mechaper and shaygig when you didn't do tshuva. It's not zevach Hashem to'eva. You need a kapar for shaygig. Is that the verse he's
right? He's talking about an assay that he did b'shogeg, right?
Right.
Assay b'shogeg.
Right.
And he didn't do b'shogeg.
Right. An assay, it was over an assay.
He
did b'shogeg. So oil is mechaper, you need a kapar b'shogeg. You don't need a kapar b'shogeg. Every chatas is a kapar b'shogeg.
Yeah, but but this is an assay.
Okay, but it's Aveda. An assay is also an Aveda.
A bit lasse.
Is there a bit lasse? Rashi says lavanita glasse. Could even be a lavanita glasse. Remember Rashi, that Rashi's Zvachin. Oil is mechaper. And I say a lavanita glasse. There's no malchus. Oil is mechaper. So why is the Gemara assuming that the oil is mechaper only on mezid?
You don't need tshuva there.
What?
So the Gemara is saying if he did tshuva, fine. If he did tshuva, so you say it's clearly not zevach for shoyim. If he didn't do tshuva.
On a shoygig.
On a shoygig.
Right. So then you could say oil is mechaper on a shoygig. The Gemara could have said it could be the Gvur Sari says this hour in the end of Yuma. I have a Gvur Sari on this sugya. He may ma'ur that, but that bothers me. So he look what he says here at the end of this shtickle. Shmaya Dorinu. Yeah, Shmami Dorinu?
Yes.
Vavag of the Hach the Sovereign, then Bola Chapar. Now we hold it doesn't come with Chapar. Oh,
I'm sorry.
You're waiting till after Rabbi Brown. I said the Olam is listening to. I was there also.
Yeah.
So you're waiting till Rabbi Brown
finished. Yeah, but he was still speaking.
He's still speaking. Yeah.
I was hoping maybe the Rebbe would do like half an hour later. All right, whatever.
See, they started 25 minutes late.
Why did
they start 25 minutes late? My wife, it's my wife's sheet. I said, these things, they start on time. Nechtigatam.
Yeah.
Mater and Cain, and he Cain, and Kenneth Hain, I figured they'll start on time.
Only Leviathan start on time.
Uh-huh. But this is like a Leviathan.
It's not.
He's a beautiful speaker.
Yeah, he was beautiful. He gave a beautiful speech. He gave a beautiful. Were you there? You heard it?
I came late for that.
Oh, you missed him. He was very good.
Yeah.
Very good speaker.
Always very good.
He spoke at Ksav Sofer, beautiful.
He's a real speaker.
Yeah, he's an expert. He spoke beautiful. Rabbi Brown also speaks nice. Rabbi Brown, I left Rabbi Brown after 5, say, Rabbi Brown started 20 after, I had 5 minutes and I left.
Yeah, Rabbi Brown is all getting all emotional.
Yeah, I knew you'd get emotional for Shteitzach. If you don't get emotional about this,
why is he so close to
this?
He davens by them,
but he's not cantorizing.
It's also what Brown says it was hard to say. He says he couldn't say no, but he.
Yeah, yes, I told him, Brown, it must be very hard for you. He said, murder.
He was the one who gave him the basura in the morning. Him and his wife told him the basura what happened.
Yeah, very sad story, very horrible story. Yeah. Kenny Haynes told a good chazan story.
Yeah, well.
He said, I have one chazan story in my repertoire. And he said, his chazan story was, it's no joke, you know, it's a chazan joke. That they were looking for a chazan for Yom Kippur, and there was some shul on the Lower East Side. So guys, they asked him, how much do you charge? $10,000. So they said, what? Every other chazan charges $5,000. Why even you have $10,000? His chazan says, I do the shilah shmod esva also. It's a famous story.
That's a real story, by the way. I think it's a real story.
it's a real story.
It's Rosenblatt or...
One of these guys. I do the shilah shmod esva. So he spoke about shilkai.
I have a chazan story. It's a good one.
Chazan stories. So Kenny says, I have one chazan story, but it's appropriate for that.
It was a good story.
So he said, sneers, he said, the shtil shmanes, the shtil. He said, very nice. Yeah, he spoke from the Ksav Sofer. He spoke out of Ksav Sofer. That Kedoshim Tiyu, Pashim Shakdosh means you separate. So he says, Kinei Hashem Elokeich. Ksav Sofer means Kedoshim means to engage people. Not to separate, but be engaged. Kinei Hashem Elokeich. I'm engaged with everybody. Ksav Sofer. He didn't say he look at Ksav Sofer, but that's what I would say. He look at Ksav Sofer. Mm-hmm. He says you have to be engaged, and these people were engaged with everybody. You know, he did very nice. It's beautiful, beautiful speech. Short and beautiful. Very nice. He spoke. Kenny's a pro. Yes, I wanted to hear him talk.
I've heard him many times.
Yeah, he's very good. He's very good. Yeah, yeah.
I tell you.
He has a very nice voice. Deep voice. Like a fresh. He has that deep voice, the radio, you know, all the...
You're buying for money.
That's it. He has that beautiful deep voice that you see again. Yes, he's very good. Yeah, he's very good.
Okay.
So we're learning now in the bottom of the second paragraph, Shema Midorinu. We covered Matcha Chavetz Chaim, and he brought a right from the Gemara that even though an Oila is only Mechaper and an Asay, Lacher, Shechita, la'achar hafrasha, but not la'achar shechita. So he wanted to know if he could do tshuva after the shechita.
To tshuva after the shechita.
And he brings a raya from the Gemara that you can. I don't go over it again, but he was there. Now we've got a next, I'll ask Mordechai my kasha, maybe as an answer to my kasha. Maybe the Gvor Sari has this in Yuma. The Gemara, we just did the Gemara, Oyla Doiran.
Right.
Why? Because Mamarosh.
Right.
If he didn't do tshuva, Zev Peshub Teva. If he did tshuva, Shav Miyad Meichel knows, it's only a gift. It's to pacify Hashem, the kapar you have already.
Right.
If you never do. So, we're going to learn a minute the Chavetz Chaim on that. So I asked on that Gemara. L'chayra, Oyla is mechavan an amazing. I say it's been amazing. But it's also mechavan b'shayi.
Right.
You know, I mentioned the Chavetz Chaim Tzvi. Did I mention to you this Chiddush? I think I mentioned it 1 week. Chavetz Chaim says, Chatas, also Bechaber Chai Vashay. Chatas, the Gemara says, Kavach Chaim. Chatas, no Bechaber Chai Vashay. But Chavetz Chaim says,
Chatas, you think only one Chatas. Asay is multiple Asays.
Right.
Chatas, you would say, maybe he's only on one.
You mean,
on
if you make a Kavach Chaim, it's a good point.
On
you
one?
Know what the Chavetz Chaim says?
That's what?
He says a bigger Chiddush Matcha. It's only Asay B'Shayeg.
Not
to say b'meizid. Chatzis v'chaber achai v'asei. I think the Chavetz Chaim says that. But since you're learning it out from Chatzis, Chatzis is on v'chaber and shoyeg. So it's v'chaber asei, but only asei b'shoyeg. So this is a good introduction for my kashas.
Right, exactly.
So I asked. The Gemara says, Oyla is only a dairan. It's not a kapara. Now, let's hear another asei b'shoyeg. You need a kapara?
Right. Yeah.
If you're over that say b'shayeg, you need it. So, what did Gemara say? But if you don't do tshuva, it won't be zevach shem ta'eva. It could be. I don't know if you don't need tshuva. But see, there's a machlokes Rashi in the Gvur Sari. If a chatas, the tshuva is ma'akev. There's a whole Gvur Sari on that. If you need tshuva by a chatas, the Gvur Sari Rashi says yes. The Gvur Sari argues.
What's that mean? You wouldn't need tshuva on a chatas.
The Gemara Menachas Kuftei Samin Beis. The Gvur Sari says yeah, shayeg is tshuva I made. A shayeg is already did tshuva. It's a gemara menachas, kuftei samin beis. Seif menachas.
What's tshuva?
Almost holding there.
What's tshuva on a shayeg?
The Torah says v'svada. The Torah says confess on a shayeg.
Was mischarid alah?
Al kabbalas. The Torah says you misvada. So the verse says it's not.
If you are guilty, you won't have to bring a
car. Yeah, it's a chet. Shayeg exhaust. I won't do it again. So that's to say, what do you mean I won't do it again?
It means
there was a guilt. You weren't careful.
You didn't, but what was the guilt?
He said the verse Ari holds that tshuva is not makiv by shagi. Either Torah says it's vada, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, but it's not makiv. So I'm asking. So an oila is mechaper and an asay b'shagig when you didn't do tshuva. It's not zevach rishon ta'eva. You can't call it Zev Rishon Ta'eva. You can't call it Zev Rishon Ta'eva. The Chorus only been made in Zev Rishon Ta'eva. So you have a case. So why doesn't one say Oyla Dairin? And Oyla is a cut. Unless the just means in that case. But in the case when Yovan Asay B'Shagig, the Oyla is Mechaper. Without Shuv, I would argue. That it's Mechaper.
So Megamar means all the other cases.
Maybe. So that was my kasha. I asked before you walked in. Now look a little weiter. He quotes this Gemara. El Shmamia Doran Hu. The second column, first page, second column, a little more than halfway down. El Shmamia Doran Oran Hu. But Alpha of the Ashtis from Dana Bola Chapar. Oila doesn't come a Chapar, just a Doran. Mikoma Mistabra. The below Shuva Emiratza Alase Shalom. Without Shuva, it's not Miratza. He's saying, Rabbi. He's saying, it's only a Doran. But let's say you didn't do tshuva. It's only a dairan. So is it maratza if you didn't do tshuva? No. It's not maratza either.
So
the lo tshuva, emratza laseh shalohu. If you didn't do tshuva, emratza laseh shalohu. V'tzach lovi acher le dairan. Aseh shalohu acher sheshuva lehu. You know, he's saying the Chavetz Chaim. You say, let's say you didn't do tshuva. And he brought an oila. So now he said no, it didn't mechaber. So he'll do tshuva. Does he still have to bring the oila?
He did tshuva already. He did tshuva.
But he didn't get the ritzah. He didn't get the dairy.
But is that only what he did to do tshuva for bitulas? He misses my krishma. Okay.
So you do tshuva. I'm sorry, God, I won't do it again.
You have to bring a dairy. You have not have to bring a say again.
You have to bring an oila. If you over that say, you're mechuyev to bring an oila with tshuva.
No, it's a duality. You have a ritzah, you've got to say, stop from bringing an assay, and it's also a for a bit of assay. But if you do tshuva without the ola, you're not chayv. You have another ola.
You have an ola.
Who says?
I'll tell you why, Martcha. You only chayv the ola after you do tshuva. If you didn't do tshuva, you can't bring the ola. The ola is a dairy.
Really?
The God is saying, when you open a say, bring me a dairy. I want a dairy.
You're not bringing an ola for bitulah say. You're bringing an ola because you want to bring an ola.
No. This is not that. This is an ola you're bringing because you're open a say. There's a type of ola. There's a neded in the dava. Stop, I want to bring an ola. We're talking about an ola he brings for a say. And
is that nidav
anidav?
Is that nidav anidav? And any olas, neither one of
them. I'm not sure.
I'm arguing your premise.
I'm not saying that, Mordechai. We're not saying that here in the Chofetz Chaim.
How do you know that?
He's saying, when you bring an assay, when you open an assay, you're supposed to bring an ola. You did shuva, you open an assay, you're supposed to bring an ola. You're chuyev, you're supposed to. When you do an assay, you're amazing. I did shuva, I got my kapara. You're supposed to bring an ola. To be Meratz Hashem. So he's saying, if you bring the oila before you do tshuva, then you got to bring the oil, the same, again, called chiyuv or inyan.
It's an inyan. Is that a chiyuv? It's an inyan to bring.
I'm not sure.
It's an inyan to bring.
I hear. Shalom achas shuva lev. Oi, pashat. Now look what he says. This is an interesting chiddush. So this is one interesting chiddush. I almost missed this one. That the ritzui won't work without tshuva. See, like you say, I don't know if you're mechuyev, but you want the ritzui. When a person is over an aveira, he wants ritzui. God is mad at him. You got to fight with your wife. You got to do the ritzui. You got to bring flowers. You got to do the ritzui. This is like after you made up with your wife, then you bring up flowers. Right? Is that everybody does? You know, so you got to do
ritzui. Flowers in advance.
I'm always ready for the ritzui. You need ritzui.
I'm quite ready saying. According to what we're saying, that's a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv. It's the Doran means that you bring an ola, and one of the byproducts is it's also mechaper. It's mechaper for a bit glase. That's not the.
I'm asking. I didn't say it's a chiyuv, but I want ritzah. I want the ritzah. I want to bring. What do I bring an oila? You're right. You can just bring an oila. I want to bring an oila. But if you don't overdo say, you want the ritzah. So the kapara you do tshuva, but I want the ritzah. So the Chofetz Chaim is saying much. Listen, what the Chofetz Chaim is saying, a big chiddush. He doesn't know the shear is
8:30.
You don't get the text. You're not on the text. You got to get yourself on. You're not on the.
It's only today.
I know, but he doesn't know. He's always at 4.
He said he had before.
Always at 8:30. Thursday night we learn 9 o'clock.
So. You don't count Thursday night.
That's the difference. We learn Thursday night 9 o'clock. You don't get the text. Every day I send out a text. Monday, so that's, we'll get you on the list.
If you had to bring olz for you, would olz for you also make mechaber for an abit lasay? Where's that comes?
It's a good question.
I'm going to bring olz for you.
I don't know.
I was the guest. That's what I
don't know. Maybe not. No, maybe not. I don't know. What do you think, Zvi? That's a nice shayla, mother. Got to call up the brisk. Brisky yeshiva.
I was under the impression that you bring.
Yeah, Rav Mechkira. We're learning this sugya in Zvachim.
That's a dover.
Let me just catch up, Avraham.
So you have to do tshuva before that.
Yeah.
Every other
day. If you want it to be over, if you want to also be mechaper on your bitulah, you have to know which tshuva. I remember last week. This is my krishma.
Avraham. We're discussing like this.
Yeah, Motcha, but
we want to know what's shailas and what we know. First, we have to know what we know, then we know. Then we'll discuss what we don't know.
Okay.
The Gemara says early in Zvachim, the Vav of Zayin was that Gemara, Vav of Mendez, Zayin of Mendez, I can't remember. The Gemara says that Oyla Doirinu, the Chofetz Chaim quotes it, the bottom of here, the Chofetz Chaim. Oyla Doirinu. Why is it a Doirin? Because the man of Shach. If Oyla comes for Chayve Aseh, if he didn't do tshuva, so Zerich Shem Toiv.
You don't mention that the
Yeah, I always mention it. Yeah. If he did shuva, he don't need a kapara. Teretz is oil is a diary. Pacify Hashem, like says, when you get into a fight with your wife, you bring her flowers. After you make up, you bring her flowers.
Chocolate.
chocolate, whatever she likes, chocolate, whatever you bring her. You bring her something, ice cream. Because ritzeli. So after you sin to Hashem, you want to be Meratz Hashem. So this says, is this a chiyuv? I don't know if it's a chiyuv. Ayla's in the dove, net in the dove. But it accomplishes. See, Motcha is a chakira. Motcha Vogel is clearing if Ayla Sri, is it Meratz San Chayve Asay? Ayla Sri, I would say not. It's Ayla's Chayve. That's a Meratz San Chayve Asay. I don't know the answer. I don't have a raya. Just mistava liya niya cotton that oilasvi is not Meratz HaNaseh. It's oilas chayv. It's coming for something else.
It's not a darim.
Right. It's not a gift. Right? It's like when you give your wife her allowance that you're not going to get a ritzui. It's not a darim. So he's saying good. It's not a darim. It's not a darim. It's not good.
That's what makes a darim. It's a byproduct. But that's not the.
But normally it's a darim. You're bringing it for that.
What's a shlamin?
We don't know. Shlomo is a mystery. Shlomo is
if you want to have a steak that night, so you bring a shlomo also. That's what if you. It's a heter of time.
Well, I spoke out. Shlomo is to inspire us to serve even when we do gashmis things to do the Shem Shammai.
Shlomo is only for Jews. A goy can't bring a shlomo. They can bring an oil.
It's a machlokes. We pask and a goy can only bring an oil. It's only for Jews. But we don't.
To
raise up the Gashmis to Ruchnis. Okay, Shlomo is a different passion.
When a guy brings an Ola, it's an Islamiyah by an Ola, by a Jewish Ola. By a Jewish Ola, there's then a Mila on it. It's not. It's awesome. It's just an awesome by an Ola, but there's no Mila. But if a guy's not there by an Ola, there's no Isra Mila.
There's no Isra Mila.
And a guy's Ola.
And a guy's Ola.
Hashem by Yiddish Ola. It's an
Isra Mila. A carbon of a.
Guys, my fresh and all. There's no Isamila.
No Isamila. You sure?
I'm also positive.
Okay, I have to. I just saw in the Ksais. Spoke about that.
Yeah.
The Ksais. The Ksais brings it. Chiluk between Berak Habayis and carbon. By Berak Habayis, there's Me'ila. He's right.
We happen to be learning it right now.
Yeah, there's a chiluk. If a guy is Makdash, I had an exercise recently. Yeah, there's a chiluk in Makdash, the Berak Habayis, or Mizbech. You're right, though. Carbon of a guy, the chord is no Me'ila. But anyway.
It's not Me'ila.
So the Chofetz Chaim says, so what do we learn here in Zvach? If a person does tshuva, that he brings an oil, it's a doyrin. It's maratza. It's maratza. Not maratza kapara, it's a doyrin. Let's say a person did an avera b'mezid, asay, and he brought the oil. Before he did tshuva. So when he does tshuva, after he brought the oil, does he have to bring another oil to be maratza? Are you ready? Can you have the ritzui before the tshuva? Chavetz Chaim says no. Chavetz says, he says, first he says, it doesn't accomplish the ritzui. We're reading over here. In this column, this piece over here. So we're saying that without tshuva, it's not meratze even on the asay. V'tzach lavi acher ledoron al asay shel achar sheshavala. This is what you were arguing, Matra. You seem to not be happy with this, but this is what the Chofetz Chaim holds up from. He holds that you want to bring an oila to be meratze. If you brought it before you did tshuva, not only it's not mechaper, it's evach shem tov, it's not maratza, it's mistava, you're still a Russia. You got to be maratza, you got to first make up. You first do tshuva, and then you be maratza. That's all he's saying, Matra.
Yeah, but
That's next. We're going. Yeah, that, I'm going that next. I didn't read that yet. You want to read ahead? I'm reading ahead.
Okay, okay.
Good. Sorry. This is where we got till then.
Yeah, okay.
We got clear till then.
Yeah, okay.
Piece by piece. I say, piece by piece.
Step by step.
Void Pashit. This, I like this Chiddush also, Avraham. Void Pashit. Tafila Belochov. I mentioned it earlier when we were talking, when I was learning with Tzvi. Tafila Belochov. Mikama kama olak sheira. And now you learned that from Zevach Hashem Ta'eva. It's mashim with the whole carbon is possible. Zevach Hashem Ta'eva. He says, no. The whole is kosher. Zevach Hashem Ta'eva means that it's not mechapa. Doesn't mean the carbon is possible. I want to be medayek matcha. A little dik in Rashi. Rashi says in Zevach Hashem Ta'eva, pasuk hu b'mishlei. So my dik was, he says, don't take it literally, Zevach Hashem Ta'eva. It's just a pasuk in Mishlei. The Gemara is just using that pasuk to say it's not mechapa, but doesn't mean he's going to ask for Megmar and Brachas. Va'ola l'shem chayva. He said, Arei olai oila. A guy said, Arei olai oila. A guy made an edit to bring an oila because he was over Naseh. And he brought the oila. He's Yotz his neder. He's Yotz his neder.
Just not right.
So he says, even if you didn't do tshuva. And if you didn't do tshuva, it's not maratzah, but you're mekayim your neder. You brought an oila. Doesn't mean it's possible being zevach sham toeva. We're doing the last half, 10 lines from the bottom, and the second column, the first sheet. So he says that va'od pashut da'afilu below tshuva become a oila ksheira va'oila l'shem chayva. What do you mean l'shem chayva? I said arei olai oila, and I didn't do tshuva yet. Kamen's kosher. She yotze b'zachiv she'olav shom harei olai harei zu said harei olai harei zu ashal zel omema v'nitzel lo l'chap lo v'tzach shevi achal aseh shel shav v'kabo she'kosavti. Now before he asks something, my brachas matcha, I'd like to make one ha'ara. See, we learned earlier, let's put together two things we learned. It's a shayla. If it's mechaper, it's if by the way of shittah. So Shaila, we'll resolve this question. It's mechaper, and I say after the afrash. After the afrash. Now, if I say, so it's funny. So, if I say hare olai oila, so it's a chiv. I have a chiv. I said hare olai oila. I have a chiv to bring an oila.
Shibudagov.
Right? I have a chiv.
Shibudamaman.
Neder. I'm a neder. Maman guf. That's shibudadarais. I mean a neder. Hare olai oila. It's a mechuv. That's my neder to bring an oila. And then I sin afterwards. And I sin afterwards. After I said a real ola. Yet it's mechaper. Since that a right to modcha shayla. So why should it be worse? Oilas ria or harei olai oila?
Same thing.
Oh. So modcha wanted to know. If you bring an oila, oilas ria, is it miratza and an asay? So I thought not. So I'm rethinking it, because if I say harei olai oila, so I have a chiyuv to bring an oila, and then afterwards, before I was mafresh, there's not even a shayla. Remember, we had if I sin if I said harei olai oila,
you miss rock afterwards, so it's kam chaper.
I have a chiyuv to bring it. I already said harei olai oila. So what's the difference? So I would say matcha. So I say it's not a raya.
Yeah.
It sounds like a shtickle raya, but I'd say the difference is this. This oila is brought for ratzin. This sin, that sin, but it's an oila brought for ratzin. The oila is brought for ratzin, for this sin, for that sin. But here the oila is brought for another totally different thing. It may not work for ratzin. So it's not a raya. It's a different chiyuvin. Ain't a chenaya, I said a raya lie. Oila, for what? Why am I mechayv myself an oila? I'm saying a raya oila, an oila to meet ratzin. So then you could say Kami Maratza even if I did a sin after I said that. But that oil is for Ritzayan. The oil is for Ritzay. But an oil that's for Yantif.
I bought the oil because I didn't bench Lulav. That was a bit lase. And then later, and then after I was Marfish. And after I was Marfish, I had another bit lase.
Right. In the midst of Krishma one day.
Yeah, but I was Mukhiv because I didn't bench Lulav.
Yeah, but again, see, I'm just saying, Matcha, that's...
It's a different machayis.
I know, but that's all right. Read so.
It could be... It's a multi-purpose.
Right. Ola works for many sins, so you don't...
That's why it's called a Dorin.
Yes, I'm saying so. So it can be for, even though it's already machuya for a different Ritzui, but it all comes in...
It's only for Nido Benido, as opposed to an Ola, which is...
Right, maybe. Olai. But I don't have a Rai. It's a great Shiloh. We have to call up Brisk. We have to make an emergency call. The bishops have a 24-hour hotline. We call up Brisk and ask them. I don't know. What do I know about Kachim? I wanted to go by today. There's a great sefer. There's a Goyin Adir in Kachim. Rabbi Brown knows him. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in Ar Yisrael. He wrote a beautiful sefer on Kachim. Yeshua. Yeah, his name is Ethical Damek Yoshua. Beautiful sefer. So I went to shop tonight. I'm giving shurim. I got to get the sefer. They don't have it in the stores yet, at least in Zondo.
What's the name of the sefer?
Geltzeller.
What's the name of the sefer?
Geltzeller. He's a big guy. He's a brilliant guy. Rabbi Brown says it's a great sefer.
He first met him the first time when he made the CMI on Yerushalmi. He spoke on the phone. He first met him when he made the CMI on Yerushalmi.
He was Rosh Yeshiva in
Yisrael. I think Emek Yoshua. So I went to Zundel, he looked on the computer, and they don't have it.
His brother was
Michael Bruce. They're advertised. There was a big advertisement. I heard of this. Everybody Kleinkampen told me about it. Brown, I know. He's very big. Yeah. They all hold of him. So I figured I have the Brisker Rav, I have the Chatz Chaim, I have Rav Geltzel. I don't know. So it means Hashem, I'll get it. I'll get it, but I don't have it yet. Ben is checking it out, see if he has it on his computer. Geltzel, was he Nifta?
No, he was Nifta.
He was just Nifta not Nifta. Long ago.
He would be in the 90s.
Yeah, he's an older man already, yeah. He's a very big guy. He wrote a big safe on Kutchin, and he said the whole Kutchin. It's a life's work. He wrote a very, and they say it's very good. They say it's very good.
Rabbi speak when he had problems with Kutchin, he used to call him and call it Gabuz.
I don't know. So he says, from Gemara Brachas. Freight, the Chavetz Chaim from the Gemara Brachas. He declares that if you brought an oila for an assay and you didn't do tshuva, the oila is still kosher. Your yotzi didn't matter. Just it's not mechaper for the assay if you didn't do tshuva. It's not mechaper, but yotze the carbon. Chayesh la madisa bebrachas. The mispalel umatzatzaya bimkaymai. Tzuchtel. Person davened, and he didn't realize the tzaya davened, you're not allowed to daven when there's filth. Doraisa. Mispalel umatzatzaya bimkaymai. Ho vechata, avishispal tuviyasa toeva.
What? Ho yinachnei kodesh.
Yeah. Do zeva chashayim toeva. And the paiskim say...
Obviously, right?
Upaskaposim. The chosen is fala. You have to dive in again. I think Mar says karav, not even mazin. I think it's karav lipshia. Maybe the Mar says, I think the paiskim say if you should have suspected it, doesn't have to be mazin. All right, tfilas kenegat tmidim tiknun. Are the carbon ena oila klal? If the Gemara says in Brachas, Zevach Shem Kaeva, the Rishon and Paskin, the Tyson Mesopic, it's not so clear. The Gemara doesn't say you have to dive in again. See, in the Gemara, you can learn, the Gemara means, Zerich Shem Toeva, it's a Shvachan. But the Toiskim say you have to daven again. You're not Yoitz Shemar Esra. The Zelba Zerich Shem Toeva. It's not a kash. Even though the Toiskim say by tefillah, but it's no steer. Because he says, Shuzerich Shem, he says like this, Alma Dakarbin Eina Ola Klaug Shuzerich Shem. Why is it different tefillah and karbanas? Zok Deilu Gechavitz Chaim Lebem Esnich. The mitzvah ritzoi shesratzay yidei hakarbon lifnei Hashem. Mitzvah ritzoi shesratzay yidei hakarbon lifnei Hashem. Gam b'inyanei hu li'ikuva afilu b'di'eved. In other words, it's b'di'eved that it doesn't accomplish ritzoi. V'tzach lavi achalasei shelo chnal. But he says, but ala diotzim zei yidei chavaso hari olai. If you brought an oila, no ritzoy. If tefillah, there's no ritzoy, you got to do it again. B'sham tefillah shayach zeh. By tefillah, if you got no ritzoy, here I have a net to bring an oila, I brought an oila. But tefillah has to accomplish ritzoy. If there's no ritzoy in tefillah, you got to daven again. That's his chiluk. It's a chiddush, but he's saying the Chofetz Chaim is answering that by a carbon you have a ritzui pot.
He also answered it's carbon mezid, but he just said carbon mezid. There's no ritzui at all.
Maybe that's carbon as well. What's that? Perhaps also.
Yeah, but here we're talking about mezid also. We're talking here about mezid.
If you don't have
by oila, we're talking was over about mezid.
If you don't have kavanah in the first bracha of Shemnas, right? By alvos, you have to daven again.
Right.
We don't do it because you want yosef.
But that's a different thing. It's the lack of kavana. Kavana is makav in the first bracha.
Because there's no reason. There's no.
Well, that's
that's my own conclusion.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's yours.
But today
we don't do it again. Right.
Because we're not sure you have the
kavana. Even though I never understood that.
We're not sure you have kavana second time.
I never understood that. That ridiculous thing.
We're not sure. Right.
Well, you're not sure. So don't have kavana. You're just davening again. You never kavana. You're not going to do it again. Such a. What is that?
There's a better kasha. Your whole bracha is makav.
How can you continue?
How can you continue?
Not if you hold. Yeah, it's
you. How can you continue?
To be Allah, yes. Tefillah, if there's no ritzui, there's no tefillah. That's as you say it. Tefillah, you need ritzui. So by a carbon, there's no ritzui, so you're to your netter anyway. But by tefillah, if there's no ritzui, there's no tefillah. That's what the Chofetz Chaim is answering. Now, one more Chofetz Chaim. We have time a little bit for one more Chofetz Chaim. Yeah. Gevaldige Shtickel. Next page. The Pesug of Mechashu L'Avodah V'Avodah. Let me tell you over the little Tosfos. He wants to answer his Kasha. We really should learn the sugya, but there's no time. I'll just remind the Olam of the sugya of Mechashu L'Avodah. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokesh. Big sugya. End of the first Pekas Vachem, right? Machlokes, Mechashu L'Avodah V'Avodah, by Shalom L'Shma, by Pigel, everyone agrees. By Pigel. By Shinui Bailim, everyone agrees. Tosfos holds, you see the Rambam doesn't hold that way, that Shinui Bailim is only if you have in mind the Zrika. On the Zrika. The Rambam argues on that. Right. We'll see in the Chofetz Chaim. But, so by Avodah Zarah it's a machlokes, Yafinim Chutz Mipnim, and by Shelo Lishma it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Meir Shlakish, they argue in two places. The Gemara made a Tzrichasa, they argue by Avodah Zarah. They're arguing, and they're also arguing by Shalom Lishma. So look at the Chofetz Chaim. So he says, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, right? Right? So look on top. Itmar. First of all, on top. The Chofetz Chaim wrote a riff. The Chofetz Chaim wrote this whole thing. This is the riff on Kachim. It says, I'm reading the first wide line on top, the big line, the big words, the machaba, the riff. This is the Chofetz Chaim's riff on Kachim. Yeah. Itmar. Shach the shalolish. The middle of the middle line of the first wide line. Itmar. Shach the lishma al menas lizogdam shalolish. It's called me avoida l'avoida. You did the shechita fine, and when you did the shechita, you had mind to do the zrika shalol l'shma. Rabbi Yochanan Mepsula Shom Shem. Rabbi Mepsula Mechashev Avodah L'Avodah. Where do you learn it out from? Galfinim Imachshev Es Pigel. Learn it out of Pigel. Rabbi Shalkesh Amar Ksheira Ein Mechashev Avodah L'Avodah. Learn Imachshev Es Pigel. For Masik Ravashi, the end of the Gemara. The end of the Gemara says, Ravashi made a kavachayim, Masuk Ravashi, Sila Rabbi Yochanan, kavachayim. Omar b'makam, Shemam harini shochet, l'shem ploni shu kasher. If a guy says, harini shochet, l'shum ploni is kasher.
L'shem ploni.
Harini shochet, l'shem ploni shu kasher. This is the Gemara against the Rambam. Two places in Zvachim. We had an Avdalet, and here in this sugya. If you say already shaykhit l'shem ploni shum kasher, yet lizog dam l'shem ploni pasol. So by shinui bailim, if I shecht l'shem ploni, it's kasher. But if I have in mind lizog l'shem ploni pasol, makam shemam areni shaykhit shalol l'shma. Shalol l'shma, which ruins in the shechita, shum pasol shachem, it's not shalol l'shma, and then shum pasol. So look at the Chofetz Chaim. L'chad shum me'avod l'avod. Heineken Amar. So Chofetz Chaim, now I'm doing the fifth line, first column. First column, fifth line, in the sugya, downstairs, the Chofetz Chaim is ma'ayin in the sugya. Hainu klamar, ki yom mishchita l'zrika, yom mishchita l'kabal aloi. Tosfos. Mechashu me'avod l'avod is on v'shchita to zrika, and not v'shchita to kabal. Shil kabal aloi. Tamid Pigel Yalaflam. You learn how to Pigel. And Pigel is only from Shechita to...
Achilles
Halam Achilles Mizbeach. What? Achilles
Halam Achilles Mizbeach.
According to Rashi. Everybody.
Not
everybody. Nobody argues with that. It's an open Gemara. Pigel is only
Achilles Mizbeach. The Rav doesn't say that Zrika is considered Achilles Mizbeach.
Aha, but it's only Zrika.
It's not Zrika.
Really? It's another lambda.
It's a dam, it's something else. He's not,
he doesn't learn
it. He doesn't hold it like Rashi.
I didn't know that.
There was a Zrika, some sort of. I wasn't
Yorah to that.
Yeah.
I was Shiba Kabbalah.
I understand it, but I'm just repeating it.
I hear. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Tami Pigel Yalafla. So what's Taisis' argument? This is Taisis. Ratzlova Pigel Abir Shacham Nasla Kabel. If you do Shechit, I'm not the Kabbal. There's no Pigel. Rabbi Yochanan is learning it out from Pigel. Yolif from Pigel. Kvalchoymed Rav Ashi, Ravashi also, the Yolif Mishinu Bailin. Nami lo avi el Mishchita lizrika. Can't cause about Taisus. Vikshazam Yisugi lukamad af Yud Gimel v'nifkhu liyashiv. And af Yud Gimel, he has a steer from the Gemara late in the first parak. Taisus and here in the Sugi is a steer. From our Gemara in the beginning of the Sugya, it's mashmal l'shchita to Zrika. For both reasons, one of Shach. If you learn from Pigul, it's only from Shchita to Zrika. If you learn from Shalom l'shma, it's only from Zrika l'shchita. So he says, L'anias taiti nir. V'ikshazem yisugya. Nir alis nir. The Tamarish, the Alfina Mipigo, have a psul afilo mishoch amras lekabel. He says, the Chavetz Chaim, that if you learn that from Pigo, it can be shechita for Kabbalah also. Like the Gemara later is mashma. Pigo shechita amras lekabel. Tamina domina vuki basra. Domina vuki basra. Why can't it be Pigo from shechita to Kabbalah? Because it's not achilas adam achilas mizbeach Kabbalah. But you don't need by Shalosh Machilas Adam Chilim Azbech, so it's Domino Vuki Basra. He says, it doesn't matter, there's a whole Shalosh, Domino Bukasra. So Chavetz Chaim says, even if you're learning it out from Pigel, then it can be to the Kabbalah. But if you're learning it out from Shalosh Shem Bailim, then it has to be Dafka the Zrika. So he's Mechalik. The Chain's Fila, the Ravina, the Menachas, Sefer Krisis, Lachmaisim Shalom Safara, Chubas Chaviyar. You ever wonder, do we paskin domino vuki basra or domino? So Rav Chaim says we paskin domino vuki basra. Behind the alfin mishan. This is a Chavetz Chaim's interesting thought. Malshin mishan rak machshavas ma'elus mevodu l'mavoid. You learn that from the machshavas alod l'vola. U'memeila bin yoneinu. So, and that's all you're learning from this avodu l'avoid, from Pigel. Pigel has to be achil sarim chim esbeach, but shalol d'shma doesn't matter. In other words, he's just saying the concept of machshav mekabel avoda you learn from the air, but don't mean that vuki basra.
Is it also not shemini
also avoda tama?
By the shmo?
No. That's tomorrow's daf avoda tama. That's tomorrow's daf. Now only for chayv misa. Tomorrow's daf. You're gonna have that tomorrow.
Okay.
Vishamli in Pigel. The Lamahanya Bishach was the Kabul Chutz Nizmanu. Haimishun in Pigel. Binin Shitei Machshava Dafkal in Yachas and Mizbeach. Rashi Daf Lamid Gimel. Masha Ein Kain Lefim Mai the Masik Ravashi. Ah, that's according to this sheet of Pigel. But if you learn like Ravashi, Lesiul Rab Yochan. B'tam Kabul Chaimer. See the two reasons, like we learned in the middle. The two makaris for mechashu le'avodah zara, avodah pigul, or the kavachomer from shini bailim. Shini bailim has to be only the zrika. By shini bailim, it must be the zrika. Tamei kavachomer v'lo mi pigul ma'asinla. By shochemus le'kabel shalosh kosher the dayoy. If you're learning out a kavachomer from shini bailim, you say dayoy. You can't say don mina vuki basra. Yeah, the principle of dayoy. Shalosh shmo kosher dayoy lovim and adin v'yechad li'in shini bailim kosher v'nas kabel l'shem ploni v'zeh. Now he says, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like pigul or do we paskin the kavachomer? We have two sources from Mechashim Avod Level, from Pigel or from the Kal Chomer. How should we paskin? Achlin Dina, Nachdin Ketamid Rabbi Yochanan, Pigel Yalfina, Tamakav Chomer Yeshayim B'Zetuva. It's a very big shaila. Now, you know, he's going to bring here that, okay, I want to skip just the last 2 minutes and the three lines in the bottom. Makam Shem Amarini Shoichlet Shein Plain. There's an open Gemara that Shechita, if you do Shini Balam, doesn't passel. The Rambam doesn't paskin that way. You know the Shver Rambam. Here the Chavetz Chaim is going to ask. We won't have time to answer it this week, but look what he says. Mashmi Zeh. The Sivag Gemara Dein Shini Bailum El Bezrika. That's open. Daf Dalet. We also had that. The Chaim El Bedaf Dalet. Isa. By Shini Kodesh, she can pasul Bedala Voices. Shini Bailum only pasuls in Zrika. Chenu Veloshin Zeh Bepsachim Samach Aleph. Olel Bedaf Dalet. Chetos Olel Bedaf Beis. Tam Zeh. Yet the Rambam, he asks, appel on the Rambam. Aval, fourth line from the top. Skip a couple of lines. Miloshna Rambam Lamashkekein. Tezel Lashon Impact Yud Gimel Sholosh Machshavas Hen Shepostim Isakabonis. Bein Machshavas Shinu Hashem, Machshavas Shinu Hamakom, Machshavas Shinu Hazman, Machshavas Shinu Hashem. Shini Hashem, Ketzad, Sashoch Hazevach Shlolishmo, O Sheshoch Hazevach Lashalolishem Balav. Rambam puts them together. Shlolish Shalom Balav, Zui Machshavas Shinu Hashem. And he says, by the Shechita, this Elish Shoyne, Kol Azvachim Shem Nishchatu, Vachshev Shini Hashem, Kshem Ravavim L'Shem Chova, Chutz Min HaPesach V'Achatas, Shem Nachsev Shivi Hashem, Psulim, Vachim Achshev Shem HaZevach B'Shah Shechita, B'Shah Kabbalah, B'Shah Solach, B'Zvika, Gon Shachar Ol Shem Shlam, V'Chenim Shachar Ol Suruv L'Shem Shimon, Ol Salol Ruvim L'Shem, and the Rambam doesn't say, ever, that the Shechita has to be on the Nasta Zvi. It's famous that the Rambam, so the Chavetz Chaim is going to answer this. We're out of time, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the Chavetz Chaim's famous, it's a famous Rambam. I mentioned this to the Daf a lot of times. Whenever we have this Gemara, I mentioned the Rambam is not Mashma that way. The Chavetz Chaim is going to answer the Rambam. Just for a minute, I'll tell you basically what he says. He says, if you do the Shechita for another person, if I say, I'm shechting, it's Reuven's cow, I'm saying, I'm shechting for Shim. That's nothing. That's the Gemara means. If you do Shechita, the Shechita for this guy, Shechita.
But if the Rambam holds that?
That even the Rambam holds, that's nothing. When the Rambam says it ruins it, and when you do the Shechita to be somebody else's carbon, it's a difference if you're doing the Shechita for him, it's like a lumdish thing. If I'm doing the Shechita for him, but let's say I'm making the carbon for him. See, his point is that carbon, say I'm doing this carbon for him. So if I'm doing this carbon for him, what does a carbon mean? It means Zrika. If I say I'm doing the carbon for him, I don't have to think Zrika. If I say I'm doing the sheet of the carbon for him, so that sort of implies, but if I say I'm just shechting for him, there's a Chavetz Chaim's chiluk, a little, you know, he makes a chiluk, but if they say they're doing the shechita for this guy, that's nothing. You're doing the Shechita for Reuven, you're doing Shechita for Shimon. That's what the Rambam would agree. That's what the Gemara means. But if you say, I'm doing the Shechita, so it should be the carbon for this guy, so that equals, it's like...
You're doing the Shechita for the carbon, you're doing the Shechita for the Kabbalah?
Happy the other guy.
Right, I'm doing the Shechita, right, the Shechita, a carbon for the other guy, so then that's Shinui Bayim. That's not like, the Gemara means Shechita for the other guy, but not that the carbon should be
Ayla. So if I'm Shechita, I'll ask the Kabbalah?
He's really equating it too. He's saying, if I'm doing it, you want to be
Mechafe
the other guy,
so,
I really mean that.
That's really, so once you, that's basically what that's saying.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.